This is Dr. Z, Zachary Brooks, and this show is called The People Behind the PhDs. This is Dr. Z, Zachary Brooks, and welcome to the three-part interview with Dr. Stefan Bieda III, a meteorologist who conducts weather interpretation and weather communication research for the National Weather Service in Amarillo, Texas. Let's get to the show, The People Behind the PhDs. Hello, hello. This is Dr. Z, Zachary Brooks at drz.net. That's dr-z.net on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and the Google Sphere under Zach Brooks and Dr. Z. This show is called The People Behind the PhD, and today my very, very special guest, two varies, is Dr. Stefan Bieda III. Stefan is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service, which is a sub-agency of the NOAA. You know it as the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. He's based in Amarillo, Texas, where he is the official science and operations officer. He also serves as the American Meteorological Society, AMS, Board of Operational Government Meteorologists, as well as the AMS Committee on Weather Analysis and Forecasting. You know, the people you watch on your news, he's kind of behind those people doing all these really cool things. So Stefan studies weather forecasting and research and how to improve our ability to forecast weather. So Stefan, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Cool, very cool. So the way I like to start the show with the people behind the PhDs is tell us about you, you know, not your research, but you from age zero to, let's say, your high school years. You know, what kind of boy, what kind of kid you were, where you grew up, if you moved a lot, and what your interests were, because there might be someone out there listening to this and thinking to themselves, gosh, I might want to do a degree someday, and maybe they would see or hear something in you what they could identify with before you became this famous scientist that you now are. So tell us about you, Stefan.
Absolutely. Basically, I grew up in southeastern Arizona in a community known as Sierra Vista. My father moved there to take a job with the federal government himself as a meteorologist. He was the chief meteorologist at Fort Huachuca.
So it runs in the family, huh?
Yes, it does. Okay. And that's one of the biggest things that helped spark my interest in meteorology was just his enthusiasm of the subject. But as I grew up, I had a fascination with thunderstorms because in southeastern Arizona, we have this thing called the monsoon season, where basically from the months of June to about October, we get almost daily thunderstorms that impact the area. And one of the biggest fascinations I had was, well, what causes lightning? How does that occur? Because it was fascinating to me to see electricity coming from the sky when you see these clouds, which usually are made of water droplets. How does that happen? And so as I was going through my elementary and middle school years, I excelled in math and science. And so it was just a natural attraction to the subject, A, because of my father, the B being that I was naturally inclined towards the subject. And by the time I made it to middle school, I had already settled on the idea that I had wanted to be a meteorologist.
And oh, wow.
So I started taking honors courses towards science and math. And then by the time I made it through high school, I had already completed my first year in college by taking care of a lot of the first year requirements. And so then I transferred to the University of Arizona in the year 2000. I was a sophomore in my first year. And to say that the meteorology degree is difficult would be an understatement. In fact, it ranks as one of the top 10 hardest majors ever. Because you're basically doing a lot of things in atmospheric physics, and the math that's involved is just a class or two short of being a math major itself. And the physics classes that you have to take, you're only several could try to triple major across those three majors and not really take too much extra coursework just because of everything that.
Wow. Hey, Stefan?
The monsoons. I actually joined the North. Yes, sir.
Oh, go ahead. You actually joined?
Go ahead. I actually ended up working for the North American Monsoon Experiment. And that right there was fulfilled a lot of my passions that would later fuel a lot of the research and interests that I would carry forward.
This People Behind the PhDs episode is sponsored by Harp Concepts. Are you an up-and-coming artist with a bright idea? Are you a startup company who needs to prove your concept? Or are you a person who likes to personalize special gifts? Harp Concepts makes high-quality 3D models for a fraction of the price of big-name companies. Learn more at harpconcepts.com. That's harpconcepts.com.
As a young boy, I remember having a fascination whenever I heard thunder just by sitting near the front door, looking out the window, and just watching with fascination as thunderstorms were passing through the area, and always asking my dad, how was this possible?
So tell us about a typical day when the thunderstorms would come along. What time was it in the afternoon? What were you doing in the morning before the thunderstorm? And then where would you be, you know, in advance of these thunderstorms in the house?
Well, usually during the summertime, I would be like any other boy. I'd probably be playing with cars or trains or out riding my bike or whatnot. But usually these thunderstorms, you can see them form in the afternoon. They usually move slowly enough that you can see them heading at you with a lot of advance notice. And then as these storms started headed towards the town of Sierra Vista, I would head home and watch them as they passed over the area. Sometimes these storms would bring winds of 70 to 80 miles an hour. Other times they could bring hail to the size of quarters. And other times it was just heavy rainfall with lots of lightning and thunder.
So this is like a show in the distance. You know the show was coming. You didn't know what the show was going to be for the day, and because you had a couple hours in advance, you knew this storm was coming. So for you, every one of these days was an interesting experience, it sounds like.
Yes, it was.
Huh. And then do you have any like very specific recollections of any of these storms? Like what, you know, something that fell on the ground or something you saw? You said the electricity before, but any very particular moments, like a child's fascination that you recall?
Well, I had a dog, a German Shepherd mix, that was outside one day ahead of these storms, and it hadn't yet started raining. But my house was struck by lightning, and of course it scared the living daylights out of my dog. And I was fascinated by that. I was like, how come it's not raining? You would think that it would be start raining up at that point. Because everyone associates thunderstorms with rain, and it actually only rained briefly and it didn't do much. But in southeastern Arizona, that was not an uncommon occurrence, where sometimes you get thunderstorms that don't even rain.
So your house was struck by lightning?
Yes.
What did that feel like for someone who's never experienced that?
Well, aside from the fact that it was just a loud explosion sound, next thing I heard was my dog yelping, and I was worried that my dog had been struck by it. But yeah, that was a most fascinating experience. And I'd never heard the snapping sound before that point, where the lightning bolt from the ground was connecting with the one from the sky. But that day I heard it. And that just drove my fascination more as to how lightning is created.
What is the snapping sound? Can you describe it for people who haven't heard it?
It's basically take a snapping of your fingers and amplify. It's like an electrical current that just connected. And then the next thing you hear it very quickly thereafter is the loud bang sound, because of the electrical current overcharging through the atmosphere and overheating the environment, creating the shock waves that are known as thunder.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow, that's incredible. So, I mean, this is already fascinating because you grew up, you know, having a real sense that this is what you wanted to do. But then as a future meteorologist as a child, you actually had this experience of having your house being struck by lightning.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like such a perfect, you know, sign from above that this is definitely something you should be thinking about in your future. Thanks for listening to part one of the interview with Dr. Stephen Bieda III, who studies weather forecasting for the National Weather Service in Amarillo, Texas. To continue listening, download parts two and three at drz.net/download. That's dr-z.net/download. You can also follow me on Facebook at Dr. Z Podcasts, Dr. Z Podcasts, and Instagram at drznet. As always, happy deciding. The People Behind the PhDs is conceived, written, produced, and edited by Dr. Z, that's me, Zachary Brooks, PhD, in Dr. Z Productions and Podcasts. Learn more at drz.net/about. That's dr-z.net/about.